So, Dr. Neil taking a consultation on Alexandria Fortune. Her date of birth is September 22, 1991. Date of consultation is February 14, 2022. Is she of present illness? The patient is a 30-year-old female who is being evaluated via telehealth for a screening colonoscopy due to strong family history of colon cancer. Period. She has no diarrhea, constipation, comma, bleeding per rectum or melena, denied any hematemesis, comma, dysphagia or adenophagia. And so she denied any hematemesis. Period. She does have some dysphagia and was advised to see a ear, nose, and throat physician, a ear, nose, and throat doctor. Comma, however, for some personal reasons and lack of time, she was unable to keep up with the appointments, period. No history of any weight loss or any food intolerance. Denied any chest pain or shortness of breath. Period. Paragraph, please refer to the impression outlined below for other pertinent positive and negative findings. Period. Impression number one, strong family history of colon cancer. Dash IE. Father with a colonic disorder, dash details are unclear. Period. Father's mother with the colon cancer, dash age when she was diagnosed is unknown. Period. So next point, her father's two sisters with the colon cancer. Next point, patient's cousin with colon cancer developed at age 34, period. Next point, labs from January 14, 2022 revealed a normal TSH. Normal free T4, comma CBC, comma CMP, and the total cholesterol, period. Next point, CT scan of the neck done on September 1991. Revealed marked the enlargement of the palatine tonsils with mild enlargement of the adenoids and some enhancing mucosa within the patient's nasopharynx, possibly reflecting residual of pharyngitis and the tonsillitis, period. Next point, mildly enlarged bilateral level 2 lymph nodes and no lymph node necrosis was seen. Next point, no pre-vertebral or retropharyngeal soft tissue thickening or edema seen on the CAT scan. Next point, recommendations. Number one, patient advised to see ear, nose, and throat doctor for the dysphagia and for evaluation of the tonsils and adenoids and lymphadenopathy. Next point, colonoscopy will be scheduled after a written approval from the insurance company. Saying that we can proceed with the colonoscopy and insurance would cover it, period. End of dictation, thanks.